ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। As instructed in the Shastram, as instructed by the Shastram, how we arrive at the reality. Is it possible for us to arrive at the reality as an object? The very word reality means reality of the whole, reality of the entirety, reality of the entire universe, reality of every object, everything that is here. The truth of anything and everything which is. Is implied by the term Brahma. And that reality has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only as the truth of the individual and truth of the mind and truth of the I. So in analyzing the individual, you distinguish, you are able to distinguish the I, which subtlest phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought. Which is expressed to indicate, to refer to one's own self. Rises, remains and resolves. If it rises and remains, resolves, definitely there must be a source of it. And that source, the origin, is actually the reality, the truth. And when I analyze again the states of experience, we understand this fact, I am knowing I am knowing, not knowing I am. It will always be there for it to rise. It will always be there for it to remain. It will always be there for it to resolve. So that source. And that which rises, remains and resolves is non-separate from its source. And that source, the truth, when you stumble upon, you understand it is of the nature of knowing. Because it is of the nature of knowing, the truth is of the nature of knowing, it is possible for us to have this knowledge. So we, that which rises, remains and resolves is manifestation of knowledge. The source from which, the source of this manifestation of knowledge is the reality implied by the term pure knowledge, jnanam, chit, chaitanyam. And that pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, the reality which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam, is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, every thought, up to I, in every mind. In every mind, there is a thought, I thought. And that which is there, all pervasively pervading everything, obtaining as the innermost essence, the truth of I, obtaining in every mind, is one and the same, only reality. Therefore, it's also implied by another term, Atma. Kimattam Chaitanyam Atma Shabdena Suchyate. Why is it implied by another term? Atma. It's simply Atma, 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 chair. The object comes to mind. Mic. Object comes to the mind. Wall. Object comes to the mind. Picture. Object comes to the mind. Atma. Nothing comes to the mind. Why? Because Atma is a Shabdaha, the term, implies the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, thereby obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, every mind, the I thought obtaining in every mind. The word Atma is, we say, one, ekam, one. Is it clear now? And this reality, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term knowledge, jnanam, and implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, is also of the nature of pure existence. This jnanam or chaitanyam, the chit, is also what? Existence. Now, the Sanskrit word used is sat. How do we say the same chit is the same reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is of the nature of existence? Which means the existence and consciousness, two different words we are using, both imply only one vastu. Existence is the reality, consciousness is the reality. Because both the words imply the reality in terms of its nature of knowing and nature of existence. If we ask how, in what form does this reality obtain? What form does reality obtain? If the reality of the whole universe means reality alone is in the form of the universe, the most tangible, grossest forms which constitute the jagat is actually, essentially, the subtlest intangible reality. This alone is in the form of the universe. So without this, the universe cannot even exist. So just as the existence of the ocean, the form ocean, the word ocean, and the purpose or the function it serves, Nama Rupa Karma, the ocean, presupposes what? Existence of its truth called water. From the ocean, you will remove the water, the form ocean will disappear, the word ocean will disappear along with the form, whatever purpose it serves also will be impossible. Therefore, the form is non-substantial, word is non-substantial, the purpose is not there without the substance, actual substance. So what is that? In what form does the water obtain? With reference to ocean, if you ask, water obtains in the form of existence of the form ocean. Water obtains from existence of the word ocean. Water obtains from existence of the purpose of the ocean. So water alone is in the form of existence. So existence of the form, name and function is nothing but water with reference to ocean. Similarly, the entire jagat, namarupa karmatmakam jagat, all these elements and the elementals, the mobile, immobile, living, non-living, you know, all these beings, everything here, all the functions, actions, the laws governing the functions, the results, the experiences, everything which constitutes the whole jagat, the subtle experiences, the pairs of opposites, karmani, karma phalani, the whole jagat, everything and anything other than the atma is what? The reality is jagat. And this entire jagat also is nothing but form, name and function. The substance of which is this Chaitanyam. Therefore, the Chaitanyam, the reality which is of the nature of knowing alone is in the form of existence of this form, name and the purpose, the universe serves the universe. The existence enjoyed by the form, name and function actually belongs to the reality. Therefore, the reality and existence are not two different things. Sadeva chit chideva sat. Sat is chit. Existence with reference to universe is Chaitanyam. You be very clear about it. So existence presupposes knowledge. We can see this example also. When you say char is an object. Char is means is expression, isn't it? Chair is an expression. Each is an expression. And both expressions are what? If I don't express, simply I sit quietly, seeing this object. Will you understand? I have to convey, communicate. There is an object called chair. If I simply look at this object, does it make any sense? But if I say carries, then you hear, understand. The chair is what? So the object chair is a form, isn't it? What's a chair? Chair is an object obtaining in a given form. An object obtaining in a given form. This is an object obtaining in a given form, indicated by a given word, chair. It's serving a given purpose. This is a form, a given form, indicated by a given word, chair, serving a given purpose. So every object here is what? A form indicated by its corresponding word, serving a given purpose. So word, this is an expression. Expression is of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Therefore, existence of an object presupposes what? Knowledge. And the knowledge, this manifestation is of the pure knowledge. So existence presupposes the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, and manifestation of knowledge presupposes the pure knowledge. Therefore, existence is knowledge. Do I make sense? For me, I make sense. I'm asking you. I'm very clear. Existence is knowledge. There's no existence other than knowledge. It is the knowledge which alone is existence of the universe. Existence of the universe is nothing but knowledge. Existence is knowledge. And this reality, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam, which alone is the name of existence of everything here. Is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. I already told you why this reality is implied by the term Atma. Now we have to see every word used to mean the reality only reveals reality through implication in terms of its nature. There cannot be an opaque thing which enjoys existence independently without the presence of the light. Every opaque object enjoys its existence only in the presence of the light. Even if there is an opaque object without the light, that opaque object is as well as non-existent. There is no way of opaque object enjoying the status of being existent without the light, presence of the light. The same way, there is no object of knowledge no object of knowledge. Doesn't matter through which sense organ it is perceived, whether it is conceived or perceived or described. No object of knowledge. Can enjoy the status of being existent without the Chaitanya, without the reality in the form of knowledge. If we can say every opaque thing which enjoys existence is reflection of light. Every opaque object enjoys existence is what? Reflection of light. Even though we say every opaque thing reflects the light, it serves a reflecting medium for the light, but still every opaque thing is what? Reflection of the light. Because without light, no opaque thing can have existence. Even though light has nothing to do with the opaque thing. Therefore, in the same way, every object here, subtle or gross, perceptible or imperceptible, conceivable and conceivable, every object is what? Manifestation of knowledge. All the elements, elementals, mobile, immobile, beings, living, non-living, things, all the actions, results of actions, laws which govern results of actions, everything here is what? Manifestation of knowledge. In these two subtle factors, we have to differentiate, take them out. Time and space. What about the time? Subtle factor. We cannot draw time, we cannot picturize, we cannot describe time. Time is a factor which is very much there. But how real is this time? It's selective, we can say. But where does time exist? What is the origin of the time? What is the source of the time? Where does time exist? Where does time enjoy its existence? Time also is an object of knowledge. So be very clear, it's all nothing is new here. I'm only repeating what I've been talking to you for so long. Time is an object of knowledge. When you say object of knowledge means time is, when you say against what? it's an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. To say something is, already there must be manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. If there is no knowledge, there is no manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, expression is not possible. Expression implies, understand, this is Swamiji always says, you only see so much, what you have here, so much you can see outside. You cannot see more than what you have in here. There may be so much. The vritti must rise. Understand? That's why the world, so much is there. So much is there within the realm of matter. But the vritti must rise, which is a manifestation of knowledge, for something to out-enjoy existence. Very important. Isn't it? Very important. So time is, means time is an object. An object means is what? It doesn't have. Object means it enjoys existence, enjoys status of being existent. Because again, time is an expression which is a manifest expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, and which is essentially the pure reality, which is pure knowledge. So time is knowledge. The reality is not time. The time is knowledge. So also the space. My God, we think, what do we think? I'm sitting here in a corner, tiny little corner. When the eye, when the body is mistaken for eye, you do not see, even though the eye is a tiny little eye is an expression of the manifestation of thought, I mean knowledge obtained from a thought, subtle phenomenon which rises, remains and resolves. The essence, the swarupa of the thought is pure knowledge. If the eye is identified with the pure knowledge, then the pure knowledge is all pervasive, isn't it? Otherwise, I identify the body. What is this eye? Sitting in a small corner, one small space. Space is, my God, you don't know where the space begins, where it ends. Space is spatially limitless, all pervasive. Avakasha pradata akashaha. All accommodative, the most accommodative is a space. No, space is also object of knowledge. We only take these two factors enough, okay? As Swamiji says, you don't need to really say negate everything. Take time and space is enough. Because every other form, every other object enjoying, obtaining any given form, indicated by any given word, serving any given purpose, you only within the realm of these two factors, time and space. Take this space. What is space? Is space also an object of knowledge? Are you seeing this fact? Space is an object of jnana. Jnanasya vishyaha. So this space is object of knowledge means space does not enjoy existence of its own. Therefore, space is manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation of knowledge is knowledge. Therefore, space is reality. The reality which is the nature of knowledge, knowing, is not the space, but space is knowledge. Time is knowledge, space is knowledge. But the reality which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam, is not any of this, not time, nor the space. This time is knowledge, space is knowledge. Which means, when you say time is knowledge, time enjoys its existence in knowledge. Space is, means, knowledge means, space enjoys existence in knowledge. All other forms, names and functions which constitute the jagat, which within the realm of time and space, are all knowledge. Manifestations of knowledge, therefore they are all knowledge. Essentially knowledge. When you see all the objects are knowledge, all these objects enjoy their existence only in knowledge. Knowledge, the reality which is of the nature of knowing, is not any of these objects existing within the realm of time and space. The reality which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term knowledge, is not time. The reality which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term knowledge, is not space, but time, space, all the forms, names and functions exist within the realm of time and space are all what? Manifestations of knowledge. Therefore, they're all essentially knowledge. The reality which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, this reality which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam chaitanyam, is not dependent on these forms, names or functions for its existence. Therefore, it is satyam. And these forms, names and functions which are dependent on reality for their existence are all mithya, which are experientially, empirically, objectively, relatively real. So objectively real, empirically real, relatively real, this world of, the world constituted of forms, names and functions are essentially absolutely real jnanam, knowledge. They are dependent. Therefore, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Knowledge is existence. Therefore, if everything is knowledge, means everything is existence. So what is there is only knowledge means what is there is only existence. Is there something called non-existence? Now tell me. I'm taking you very carefully, step by step. Hope you're seeing this. There is only knowledge means there is only existence. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Therefore, time is knowledge, space is knowledge, all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space are nothing but knowledge. All that is there is only knowledge, and that knowledge, the reality which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam, therefore chitta chaitanyam, is free from time limitation, free from spatial limitation, free from object limitation. Being free from these threefold limitations, we can say, what? It is of the nature of limitlessness. Okay, being free from limitation, not being subject to limitation, is being limitless. So time-wise limitless, kalataha aparichinnaha, spatially limitless, deshataha aparichinnaha, object-wise limitless, vastutaha aparichinnaha. Therefore, what? We can say being limitless is the swarupam. Why is it like this? That's its nature. That's how it is. You got the point? Limitless is nature means how do you understand it? Why is it like that? That is how the reality is. Why the reality is like that? That's how it is means what? The nature. So being limitless is being the very swarupa, very nature. That's how it can be. Why the fire is hot? We don't ask why can't it be? Why shouldn't it be? We don't ask. That's how the fire can be. So, limitlessness is the nature of the reality. Therefore, implied by the term Anantam. Satyam, Jnanam comes first. Satyam comes next. Anantam comes later. Anantam Brahma. All the three words reveal the reality, imply the reality in terms of its nature of knowledge, existence and limitlessness. Got it? And this Anantam is Anandaha. Limitlessness is happiness. How do we say this? Being limited is being bound. Being bound is being unhappy. Being limitless is being free. Being free is being happy. Now make the noun. Being limitless is equal to limitlessness. Being free is equal to freedom. Being happy is happiness. Therefore, limitlessness is freedom. Freedom is happiness. Limitlessness is happiness. Therefore, Anantam is Anandaha. Hope you got that order. It's also not new for you. But still, it must go into your head like Rasagulla going into your thing. Or like Gulab Jamun. Nowhere cause any scratch. So Satyam Jnanam Anantam. We put the order. Okay? Jnanam Satyam Anantam is equal to Chit Sat Anandaha. This is Satchit Anandaha. Satchit Anandam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Now we used one more word is there. Brahman is there. So this same reality implied, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term Jnanam, which alone is the of existence of everything, therefore Satyam, therefore Chit, that is Sat, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore Anantam. Anantam is Anandaha, therefore it is of the nature of happiness. One word Anantam is implied, we can say another word Brahma. So Brahma also, Brahmati, Brahmah Dhatu. Brahmati means gross. Brihat, big. So we are going to see sometime Brihadishwara. Big. Lord who is the big. There is nothing, nobody is bigger than the Lord. So Brihadishwara. And Devi is Brihannayika. We are here exactly in his place. Brihadishwara's place. So Brihatvat, Brihattamatvat, Brahma. This reality is again implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of bigness. So bigness is the nature, being big, bigness is the nature of reality, means how big it is. Incomparably big. Why? Because there's no second thing other than reality. To compare the reality with something else, there is something else. Second thing is not there. There is nothing other than reality is there. Because of its oneness, because of its secondlessness, because of its non-dual, because its non-duality, non-dual nature, is incomparable, incomparably big. And not only that, because it is not object to any of these limitations, it is limitlessly big. So because of its nature of being big, incomparably, nature of bigness, incomparably, incomparable bigness and limitlessly, because its nature of limitless bigness is limitlessly big, incomparably big, therefore implied by the term Brahma. We brought all the words today. Atma, Brahma, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Now only one, and this Brahma. Everything is knowledge, means everything is existence, everything is Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. Like the entire ocean is nothing but water. Every object is what? Every object is knowledge, means the entire universe is Brahma. Then you have to say what? This physical body is Brahma. Brahman, the Atma, is not the body, but body is Brahma. This is another way of arriving at it. Swamiji always likes this. He never likes is saying, I am not Atma, I am not the body. It is only for understanding. Then what are you? He used to ask this. Swamiji doesn't like it because people get, the problem comes. You have to see this. Now I can tell all this because you've been listening for quite some time. Samskara is that. If we tell this for the first class, they'll run away from me. This body is, Brahma is not the body, body is Brahma. We have reduced the whole Jagat into Brahma. Now we're coming here, but body is Brahma. The sense powers are Brahma. The organs of actions are Brahma. Physiological functions are Brahma. Antakaranam is Brahma. Intellect is Brahma. Mind is Brahma. Memory is Brahma. Every thought is Brahma. Aham Brahma. Is it clear? Aham Brahma. What is Aham? I. What is I? First person singular pronoun. What is it? An expression used by all of us, referred to one's own self, our own selves. Is also what? An expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought, which rises, remains, and resolves, is also Brahma. And you arrive at the fact of everything being Brahma only by arriving at, isn't it, the reality, the Brahma, as the truth of I. How do you arrive at the truth of the whole universe? By arriving at the truth of the individual. How do you arrive at the truth of the individual? Arrive at the truth of the mind. By arriving at the truth of the individual as arriving at the truth of the mind. How do you arrive at the truth of the mind? By arriving at the truth of the thought. Which thought? By arriving at the truth of the I, obtaining in the form of a thought, you arrive at the truth of the entire mind. By arriving at the truth of the entire mind, you arrive at the truth of the entire individual. You arrive at the truth of the individual, arrive at the truth of the entire universe. Aham, I, is a first person singular pronoun used by every individual to refer to one's own self. And idam, this is a third person singular pronoun used to indicate anything and everything in this universe. Aham Brahma, idam Brahma, sarvam idam kalu idam Brahma. Aham Brahma, idam Brahma. I am Brahma, this is Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. And this reality implied by these terms, Atma, Brahma, we can use the term Vastu hereafter. That which alone is real. Reality, the Vastu, implied by the term Brahma, is given the Ishvara status from the standpoint of the objective universe. So Ishvara, the Lord, God, Bhagavan, all names, statuses, qualifications attributed to the reality from the standpoint of this objective universe. The same reality is given this status attribute, what jiva status attribute to the same reality from the standpoint of this I. The standpoint of idam, Ishvara status is attributed. The standpoint of I, jiva status is attributed. To whom? One and the only secondless non-dual reality implied by the terms Brahman and Atma is given two different qualifications from two different standpoints. The standpoint of I, jiva status. The standpoint of idam, this, Ishvara status. When I say idam, you should not forget to include your body, mind, sense complex and ahankara. Do you see that? Idam means what? Idam is inclusive of your ahankara also. Okay. This is the preparation for Brahma Jnana Manimala. That's why my meditation also is based on this teaching here. It is not something complete. I just help you remain with yourself. When you are along with me, you are seeing the facts. It's not actually the guided meditation. It should culminate in contemplation for our preparation. When this morning, in case you didn't understand why Swamini was talking, what she was talking. If you didn't, of course you all would have understood. I made you see quietly, you are sitting. I made you see, I am, this is. This is because I am. I am, therefore this is. Never say, this is that what I am, okay? I am, therefore this is. All our pains, problems, worries, what do you say? They all should come under the category of what? Idam. Everything is idam. Reduce everything into aham and idam. Idam also is vritti vishaya. Aham is also vritti vishaya. It's clear now? Aham also is vritti. Aham is what? Vritti. Idam is what? Vritti vishaya. The object of thought. What is idam? What is this? I reduce the whole universe into this. This is what? An object of thought. I is what? Also thought. I also is a thought. This is also a thought. An object of thought, object of knowledge, an object of cognition is, does not exist outside of cognition. It's a thought. And any thought and every thought is manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation is it? Manifest of knowledge is what? Is knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge is knowledge. But knowledge is not manifestation. Because if there's a mirror in front of me, I see the reflection of my face in the mirror. The reflection is of the original face. The original face is not reflection. Isn't it? So manifestation is of the pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is not manifestation. So reality, which is the nature of knowledge, is not the thought. The thought is knowledge. Vritti. See, vritti swarupam knowledge. The truth of the thought is reality, which is of the nature of, which is pure knowledge. The truth of the thought is the reality, which is pure knowledge. But object of thought, is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Thought itself is what? Manifestation of knowledge. So object is vritti vishayaha. Object of knowledge is dependent on manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge is dependent on pure knowledge. As pure knowledge is independent of manifestation, independent of object of knowledge. Is it clear? Now, Swamiji will ask this, where are you? Where are you? I really like the way, for me it's low slow pictures. I can see how Swamiji developed, how highly slowly he'll ask, where are you? Have you not resolved ahankara now? Where are you? Perspective has changed. Isn't it? Has not the perspective changed? Where are you? You have done the philosophical postmortem of individual. Not anatomical, biological, okay. Where is I? Resolved. Where? In its truth. How? Cognitively. When you resolved intellectually, cognitively, the I in its Swarupam, you resolved what? There is everything is what? Idam. You have taken I from the individual, the rest of the individual is what? All other aspects constitute the individual? Idam. Idam, this is what? This is part of the Jagat. Idam all is resolved in the same reality. When you resolve the Aham in reality, you resolve Idam also in reality, cognitively. We are going to see different ways of, we are going to see, I am going to later on explain to you Purusha, Prakriti, Matter, everything. But now, cognitively you have resolved Aham and Idam both in the same reality. So this Aham Idam difference is what? I, this duality, this division is what? Is unreal? No. Is absolutely real? No. Empirically real. It's a vyavaharikam satyam. Now what is absolutely real? Non-dual, secondless, only reality, implied by the terms Atma, Brahma, Satchitanandam Brahma, Hatimananta, Jnanamanantam Brahma, alone is satyam, absolutely real, which alone is in the form of the whole Jagat. Is it clear? Now, this reality implied by these terms Atma, Brahma, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, Hachita, Chit, Sat, Anantam, Brahma, Jnanam, Satyam, Anantam, Brahma, Atma, all these terms we have understood. We are going to see how the same reality is implied by many other words. We are going to understand the same reality in terms of its nature, implied by many other words in this. So dwelling upon the reality in terms of its nature, implied by different words, is being with oneself, which is contemplation, nididhyasanam. This Brahma Jnanavali Mala, which is meant for contemplation, has been taken here for study. So we'll read the verses. Again, we'll understand for further enhanced clarity. I had to explain first of all the very title. See, Avalihi, Avalihi, Avali. You can say both. Avalihi or Avali. Like Angulihi, Anguli. Angulihi, finger. Feminine gender word. Anguli is also finger. Ikaranta Shabda, Ikaranta Stilingi Shabda. With Visarga, without Visarga. So here, Avalihi, Avali means a list. Row, line. Deepa Avalihi, the row of lamps. The line, the row of lamps. Nama Avalihi, the list of names. Where you see it one by one, isn't it? Avalihi means row, line, the list. Jnana avalahi means what? How can there be list of knowledge or row of knowledge? No. What it says, each word revealing the reality, implying the reality, any word and every word implying the reality in terms of its nature is also known by the word jnanam. Every word, not only the word jnanam, listen to me carefully, not only the word jnanam implies the reality in terms of its nature of knowing, every word which implies the reality in terms of its given nature is also known by the term jnanam. Got it? No, you didn't get it? See, the reality is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam. Got it now? And that reality, therefore the jnanam, there are so many other words, all other words also do not indicate the reality directly, because reality is not an object of the word. Reality is the very swarupam of the word. Reality happens to be parambarul sollin aadharam. Isn't it? Sollal kurikkapadugindra porul alla. The reality is not an object of word. Is it clear? But reality is very swarupam of the word. Therefore, no word can directly indicate the reality, but there are words used in the Shastram which reveal the reality through implication in terms of its given nature. All those words which imply the reality in terms of its given nature of the reality, all said to be what now? Jnanam. Nevertheless, there is jnana avalihi means, listen to me carefully, jnana avalihi means the list of words. There is a mala, there is a garland of verses in which there is a list of words which reveal Brahman through implication in terms of the nature. So Brahma Jnanavali Mala means the garland of verses consisting of words which reveal the reality through implication in terms of their nature. Therefore, seeing the meaning of each word is what? Seeing the reality in terms of its nature. Seeing the meaning of the word is seeing the reality in terms of its nature. And seeing the reality in terms of its nature means being with reality. Being with reality is being with yourself, your swarupam. And being with your swarupam is being contemplative. Being contemplative is being with yourself. Being with yourself means having the right perspective of yourself. Being with yourself means being free. Hope you are with me every word I'm saying. There's no miracle here, no special experience here, no vibrations here, no energy here, just your seeing. I have to come back many times, even though I cannot be born again. Still, but the gratefulness I have for Swamiji is that I should come again and again and again to want him to thank him. It's an expression, exaggeration of how I feel about. So we'll see afterwards, okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.